escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning, it is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamaria, Hughes, Francisco Rojas, hanging out this morning. So much to get into after the weekend. Some good, some bad. John Ritchie, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Jimmy. I am great today. I forgot to ask you before the show if I had told you before. The word for brain freeze is sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
I did not know that. That's what, surprising because my daughter says that every time she has a brain freeze. It's like, Dad, I have whatever that word you just said was. That's it. Yeah. It's shocking to hear it come out of a six-year-old's mouth,
I'll
too.
Bet.
Yeah.
She doesn't really say that.
No, of course not.
She could. I mean, she's precocious enough to do something like that. I had to double check.
Yeah. Well, that's a good fact. I appreciate that one. I doubt that.
I try to get that a lot this time of year with the Ritas.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Let's be honest. We were just at training camp. Mm-hmm. I learned somewhere along the way, I think it was from Hugh, that if you asked, they had like they would mix the flavors for you. And I had never done that before. I felt
it's
so
like when
privileged.
You used to go through a soda machine and do all.
Yeah,
of
they
course.
Call it the suicide or whatever it was, like where you would mix all the flavors. I always did that when I was a little kid. And now here I am at Rita's and they will allow me to mix the lemon and the mango and the blue raspberry.
Lemon and chocolate is a very underrated mix.
Ooh.
It's really good. And James, I thought at one point we were going to have to stage an intervention. Because I think one morning he had four of them.
Oh, yeah. I could totally. Yeah. The day I was there, he walks in with like three of them. One for me, two for himself. Yeah.
They were always
no, but tell him what you would do the day before. He would stick one in the freezer.
Oh, for the next morning.
So it was ready for him the next morning.
Because the Rita's people weren't there early.
They don't get there till late.
What that's called? That's called problem solving.
Yeah.
He had a problem and he figured it out. He needed Rita's first thing in the morning. All right, well, good morning.
I have a lot of experience with the sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia because of that. I love sphenopalatine
ganglioneuralgia. Maybe sometime we should try on the air and have you experience it on the air. Like just eat a bunch and just see if you can power through the brain freeze.
It really doesn't bother me at all.
Wow.
I think I might be brain freeze proof.
Oh, well,
doesn't bother me.
I'm happy for you, man, because it definitely sucks when it happens. All right, 215-592-9494. Well, I was trying to think of a brain freeze segue to the Phillies, and I got nothing. I'm sorry, I got nothing there.
They're too hot, James.
Yeah, they didn't freeze our brain this weekend. They were really entertaining
it's like the
to watch.
Of
yes,
brain freeze when they're this hot.
Prior to the weekend, in their history, they had been 2-12 in Arlington playing games against the Texas Rangers. And then they went and won three straight. They swept the Rangers in Texas. A really exciting weekend. They've not been sweeping teams lately. I believe it had been May or early
five
June.
And 19 or
yeah,
5 and 14.
And opportunities to sweep. So
and yesterday I felt all but certain when we were sitting there. It was like the fifth inning or whatever it was. It felt like, oh man, these guys, are they really going to call it in again because they won the first two games of this series? You know, like, let's go get them in Arlington because we never go get them in Arlington. And then all of a sudden.
Battled.
Things changed.
They battled.
Things changed, and they do battle, and you know what? I shouldn't have doubted them, but I did momentarily.
Yeah, and look, they fought back in that game. They won. We'll go through the game. I think you come out of the weekend, and look, we'll get to the Eagles' practice last night. Obviously, we don't have an update on Landon Dickerson. If you went to bed early last night, weren't paying attention to Twitter because it wasn't on TV, Landon Dickerson did go down late in the open practice last night. Sold out link, by the way, last night for a practice, which is a wild thing.
Dickerson, I've watched that clip.
You watched the clip.
It's kind of a grainy clip from far away. I've watched it over and over and over, and it's really hard to tell what the heck is going on. There's a stunt. You know, he's swapping off a stunt, and it looks like his left leg gets stepped on, and then he falls down. And so I had, you know, when he's carted off, that's always a huge concern. But then I think about the fact, okay, he did try to walk off the field. And at his size, he's got to be 375 pounds. At his size, the fact that he was sort of able to gingerly get off the field with the assistance of others, you know, maybe that's a good sign. Maybe this is me just trying
looking
to be positive
for a good
and he was in
it.
The front seat
yes,
of the car.
Yes, Rhea this morning, the first thing she says to me when I come in, I did not even hi, she says, he was in the front seat of the cart. I'm like, excuse me?
And sometimes
so good
guys
to know.
Like that,
apparently it's a good thing that it
well, wasn't laying in the back.
Right,
maybe
right.
He felt like it was more comfortable sitting on the seat instead of in the bed because mm-hmm. It really is the difference, you know, like of a pickup truck.
Sure.
Like you can be in a seat or you can be in the flatbed in the back. I do hope that this is a high ankle sprain. I mean, that sounds crazy to say.
To
I hope
it, yeah.
That this is a lower leg issue, you know, like a high ankle sprain, because that would mean a month. That would mean he could be, it could look just like it did when he was really having trouble getting off the field. And that would mean that he could be back week two or week three of the regular season. I'll take that.
Yeah, at this point, I think that would be a good outcome.
I hope.
It was
fingers
a scary moment. 215-592-9494 if you were down at the open practice last night, if you experienced the Dickerson injury, the whole practice itself. Obviously, we'd love to hear from you. Elliot Shore Parks will join the show at 8:30. He was down there calling the action for WIP. So we'll hear Elliot's thoughts on the Dickerson thing. We will obviously update you on any news we get throughout the day. And if you want to chime in on that, let's get to the Phillies. We'll get back to Landon throughout the show as we go on. But, John, I think that yesterday, coming out of the Phillies game, and look, for those who might not know it, the Mets have lost six straight games.
Seven.
Seven straight games. The Phillies obviously have won 5 of 6. I believe they've won 3 straight in Texas here. The Phillies, as we sit here this morning, are up 5.5 games in the NL East with only 45 games to play. So this past week has been a massively important week for the Phillies. Obviously, the trade deadline since then, since the Durantula's gotten here, They've played great baseball. They've been winning games, and the Mets have been losing. The Phillies are sitting in a really, really nice spot this morning. John, after the weekend, you know, big weekend, they win 3 straight. Friday night, the bats get going. Trey Turner hits his first home run in 6 years, it feels like. You know, a 9-1 win. They scratch it out on Saturday. They come back yesterday. They win good. So there's that, and you got to feel good about where the Phillies are at. There's one glaring concern right now, though, with the Phillies, and that's Zach Wheeler. And Wheeler, look, I was nervous he might not even pitch yesterday. I thought it was a really good sign he was able to go. Goes 5 innings. It wasn't horrible. 83 pitches, gives up 2 runs, all in the first inning on that home run, kind of settles in, but the control hasn't been there. 3 walks yesterday. The prior start, he'd hit guys the prior start before that. Ever since that complete game has not looked the same. The ERA hasn't been the same. The numbers haven't been the same. And it's a concern.
All of his pitches are down velocity-wise.
All of them are down. Every single
almost
one of his pitches.
2 miles an hour, 2.5 miles an hour in some cases. That is you know, going five innings, just five innings, and you know, just not...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Having that oomph, you know, the fact that he's changing the way he's pitching now because he doesn't trust the fastball as much, and so he's throwing more of the changeup stuff. And then if it hangs, you see what happens. It's just he can't be Zach Wheeler with whatever he has going on. Not quite Zach Wheeler. And so... the question is, what do you do here? A couple of years ago, we rested
shut him down. Yeah, in 2022.
And it seemed to have a real beneficial effect. I know that that was a different injury. We're talking shoulder. That time it was forearm, right forearm tightness that was the problem. But it feels like you can never be too careful with someone this important.
Yeah, I mean, arguably... one of the most important people on this team heading
absolutely
into the playoffs.
So I do think you have to do the cautious thing and do whatever it takes to maybe give him something back. Give him a little bit of rest. I'm thrilled in other ways. I mean, I'm thrilled in every other way. It feels like, holy cow, this team has a new lease on life because of Joan Duran coming mm-hmm. in
and Harrison Bader
shutting it down. Yeah, sure. We've gone from not having any outfielders that I like or trust to having, you know, six guys who are rolling through and everyone seems to be getting timely hits. I know that's not going to keep up, but it is a lot better than what it was. So I'm thrilled by that. And Brandon Marsh, by the way,
Marsh has been awesome.
Is balling out. If you know, I'm happy to see that, and I'm praying that is actual development because It seems like it is. It seems like he's working his way into becoming a better baseball mm-hmm. player.
I agree.
The bottom of the order.
Yeah. The bottom of the order. It was the weekend at the bottom
it
of
was.
The order.
Here's
yeah.
their numbers. They are batting .323, scored 8 runs and 8 RBIs.
Yeah, look, and they won each game. I mean, last night, that you know, Edmundo Sosa's homer, the Weston. Wes Wilson
awesome.
Hit, you know, Friday night, Kepler. You know, I mean, each night, these guys have contributed. I mean, Marsh had 4 hits on Friday night, so it was massive, and I agree with awesome. You. It seems like the lineup, the bottom of the lineup. Bryson Stott's been hitting since the All-Star break. You know, the guys are starting to put it together.
But it barely gets out of the infield every time.
It does. It's not, I don't feel great, but he's your nine hitter right now. You know, he's coming through.
Yeah.
But I come out of yesterday concerned about Zach Wheeler. And I think about this team and the chance to win the World Series, and they have one. They are right there with a real chance to win the World Series. And the ace of the staff is a concern right now. Let's hear from Zach Wheeler. Zach spoke after the game. This is both, it'll make you feel better in some ways and make you feel worse in some ways. Here's what Zach Wheeler had to say after the game yesterday.
How do you feel after having to start pushing back a couple days and then pitching today?
Felt a lot better. Felt good. Felt healthy. Still was a little off, so just got to keep working at that. But, it wasn't the prettiest today, but got through it.
When you say a little off, like what's the little off, Zach?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. The past, four starts have been off. But, it's that part of the season where, the innings are starting to rack up a little bit. So, it's just catching up to me a little bit, but just got to push through it. It's all just a cycle, so I'll come back around and I'll be fine.
Man, I mean, he starts off, felt good, felt better. It's like, great. And then it's like, but I felt off. And it's like, still off. And don't know why I'm off, but I'm off. Like, I don't know about you, John, but he started and I started to feel better, and then I felt worse and worse as that answer went on.
It started to catch up to me a little bit, he said. So the physical part of this is real. He has a physical issue that's limiting him somehow from throwing with full velocity. And how do you fix that? I think the only way you fix something like that is you got to let the guy sit.
Or force the guy to sit, maybe, depending on what he wants. 215-592-9494. We come out of this weekend, a great weekend for Phillies baseball. They sweep the Rangers. They come out of the weekend 5.5 games up on the Mets. And they've been playing really good baseball since the trade deadline, since they brought Duran and Bader in here. Something's changed. This team has life. They've got juice. They're playing great baseball. But their best pitcher, the ace, the guy who's going to take the ball to start the playoffs, the guy who would take it every round if they can to start each round, is hurt right now. Like, he is not right. 215-592-9494. What do you feel more after the weekend? Are you feeling the high of how good this Phillies team looked, how they're playing, or does this...
Five
and a half games up with 45 to play. I mean, they're in mathematically in really, really good shape to win the National League. Six games left with the Mets. Those would be big games.
It was a month ago we're saying there's no way. Like, look at the wild card race. Mm-hmm. It's so tight. Holy cow. Come on. This team is going to be where it deserves to be. This team is talented, and this team is rounding into form right now.
Next pitch, swing and a drive to left. This is well hit. Smith is back to the track. He looks up, and it's gone. And Edmundo Sosa ties the game with a solo shot to straightaway left. It's his sixth of the year, and we start over 2-2.
Yeah, it was that kind of weekend for the Phils. Contributions all across the lineup. Bryson Stott had a big hit. Wes Wilson had a big hit. Sosa, that big hit. Marsh. A four-hit day on Friday night. And, John, coming into the weekend, starting with Friday, and it felt like every game with the lineup decisions that Topper made, it felt like people were up in arms, at least on social media. Oh, my God, how is Castellanos not in the lineup today? Oh, yeah. My God, why is Wes Wilson in the lineup? And it
and
seemed like
Wes Wilson gets the
every
hit
button that... he pushed worked.
How in the world? Yeah, I guess those who doubt Topper... Man, not a good weekend for you.
I'm not the biggest Topper fan, and it was a perfect one. He hit every right button.
And look, I get it, too. Sometimes, over the course of a season, the guys are, you're going to see different guys play on different nights and all that. This outfield situation's been a little, unsettled, so to speak. But
these guys are motivated and playing
better.
Their best.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Harrison Bader's brought... definitely some juice. I mean, that catch he made yesterday.
Oh, so cool.
And he made it look so casual, too. Just went up and got it, came back down, was like, no big deal.
And Duran, the influx of energy.
It's changed everything.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge.
It changed everything about this team. They're 7-2 since the trade deadline. You can feel it as the game gets close to Duran coming in. The juices start pumping, and it's a different thing.
It feels like you just got a big baseball bat in your back pocket that you can pull out at the end of the game. You know, it really does. It feels, that's what it feels like. You know what? Things might get a little dicey here in the seventh. And, you know, it doesn't matter because lo and behold, here you go. As you pull the giant baseball bat out of your back pocket, that's the equalizer. You know, he will make it okay when it's all said and done. And he's going to scare people while he does it because it's amazing watching this guy pitch. Holy cow.
Yeah, he's what a thrill. He's something else. He's brought a new energy. And look, it's playing out. The Phillies 7-2 since the trade deadline. The Mets have lost seven straight games. We wake up this morning with the Phillies, a season best 5.5 game lead over the New York Mets with only 45 games to go. Phillies are in really good shape this morning. 215-592-9494. Let's hear some more from Zach Wheeler, because I think that, you know, we wake up this morning feeling really good about the Phillies' weekend, the wins, where they're at, their situation as we hurtle towards the playoffs. But the Zach Wheeler thing is absolutely the biggest concern with this team. Things are falling into place with the roster after the trade deadline. But the Zach Wheeler thing, what's it, five straight starts where he struggled, has struggled with control, velocity down on every single pitch. Here's more of Zach Wheeler talking about,
and not just a little. The velocity is down two miles per hour
on all five of his pitches. Yeah. So, here was Wheeler last night. More on the shoulder injury after the game.
When did the shoulder first start feeling? Was it the day after your last start?
Honestly, it's been a while. You know, I finally just got to that point to where, you know, we just wanted to go get an image of it so we can treat specifically what needed to be treated. And that tried to just guess. So, you know, we did that. Today I felt perfectly normal. So, you know, just those couple days and getting the right treatment in helped me out.
For a while. This is not...
That's not good.
This is concerning. This is something where I think the Phillies need to do something. They might need to sit him down for a few weeks like they did in 2022, but this...
How long did they sit him?
It was about... I think it was 26 games, I believe, we looked up this morning. It was about a month, like right around 3.5 weeks a month time-wise. So...
And the result was...
He pitched well coming back, yeah.
That was my sense. I mean, it felt like it did help the problem, but that was a different problem. You know, that was right forearm tightness. This is, we think, just shoulder.
Shoulder soreness is what we're hearing. Soreness. Yeah. So 215-592-9494. So when you come out of the weekend with the Phils, do you feel more the positive of a team that is 5.5 games up, that swept the team in Texas? They had never won more than two games in Arlington. They won three this weekend there. So, you know,
it's so great.
The lineup's contributing all around. Durant is great, but the Zach Wheeler thing is a concern. 215-592-9494 plus. In addition to your calls today, you have a chance. We have an awesome, awesome prize to give away today. You have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, the You're My Best Friend tour.
No way.
Yeah, buddy. September 19th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Sandman, your chance to see Adam Sandler. And here's how you can win it today. In honor of, I forget why we were doing the comeback. I totally forget why. Freaky Friday came out today, the original one. A comeback for her. Lindsay Lohan seemed, you know, gone. Oh. And a real comeback, and nice to see Lindsay Lohan, you know, and now Freaky
Year
Friday.
It's great to see her being, together.
Yes, that's
She's
correct.
She's doing really well.
So give us, in honor of Lindsay Lohan today, a comeback. Who or what had a comeback? Best answer today is going to win the Adam Sandler tickets. John Rich, give me a comeback.
Back when I was a young boy, just sitting in front of MTV in the winter, in the bleakest of winters, I could see Aerosmith and Run DMC collaborating on Walk This Way. That was the coolest video I'd ever seen, and that represented a huge comeback for Aerosmith at the time. Aerosmith had fallen off in a big way, and Run DMC helped Steven Tyler and Joe Perry and the rest get back on track.
It's a great answer. Aerosmith comeback. Rhea Hughes, give me a comeback.
So this guy, when he burst on the scene, was amazing. Michael Keaton.
Oh, you know, sure.
Night Shift, Beetlejuice, Batman, mm-hmm. Dream Team. If no one has ever seen that, it's a hilarious, hilarious movie. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of just stepped back from like the early 2000s to 2014.
Birdman.
Birdman. Spotlight, which he was tremendous in.
Yeah, very good.
So yeah, and I actually looked up why. He said he was bored.
Okay. Good for him. That's, you know, nice work if you can get it. Francisco Rojas, give us a comeback.
I'll give you one that's currently happening right now. Oasis.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a really good answer.
I just thought about it before the show.
Yeah, Oasis.
Have they
big
stopped
comeback.
Beating up on each other?
Yeah, they're playing together. They're selling out Wembley and all that. It's a good answer for a comeback. I will take the obvious answer and take it off the board. Nick Foles. Got to, you know, I mean, I got to take it off.
If you
the
have a chance to name him, you always do.
Well, because he's Nick Foles, you know, I mean, you know, Super Bowl MVP, caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl, only quarterback to ever do that. You might not know that. Just
got a statue.
Exactly. How many quarterbacks have a statue of themselves down at the lake? I'll never rip anyone for playing Pearl Jam. You know, shout out to Francisco Rojas. He does a great job producing the show. But I mean, if ever there was a time to play Walk This Way coming back from a break, I mean, I feel like that was the time, no? I mean,
Franny!
Come on, Fran.
I mean, again, you know, don't forget to check out Fran's list of what he played at the end of the show on
Twitter. Oh, thanks for the plug. Look at that.
215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again BPA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive at ArminChevy.com. Our Twitter poll question of the day. It's a question we're asking you today. What do you feel more coming out of the weekend with the Phillies? Positive, because they swept the Rangers and are playing great baseball, or negative, a concern about Zach Wheeler? Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll get John's deeper thoughts on the Landon Dickerson injury, what he saw on the grainy videos from the stands that we have been able to watch, like the Zapruder film. Yeah. I mean, Rhea's talking in updates about he's sitting in the front of the cart instead of the back, and that's a good sign.
It's,
I mean,
wishful thinking.
But it's the level that we go to try and get the answers we need. So we'll get John's thoughts as someone who's, you know, been through it all in those situations, coming up in a few minutes, on the Dickerson injury and what it could mean short-term or long-term for the Birds. 215-592-9494 to chime in on all that. Let's go to the phones. Let's start out in Plymouth Meeting with our buddy JP. What up, JP?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Man, did everybody have a great weekend? I sure did. Working, watching some Phillies. Oh, my goodness.
It did feel kind of joyous.
It was great. Wheeler and Dickerson at the very end of the weekend, a little bit of a concern, but on the whole, I agree. A good weekend.
Really nice.
So I'm excited again. I really am. Like, I was listening to John Johnson today and how he said, like, in the past, like, in all his saves, Johan Duran has only had one hit.
Yeah, yeah, that was yesterday. The second batter got a hit off him. And
Do you see behind me here?
Oh, is it? What do you got today back there?
I got the Durantula.
Oh, love
four
it.
Four of them.
Great nickname, too.
Four saves. Four for four.
Four for four. Yes, he is yet to falter here, JP.
Yeah, and Dickerson, like, I'm concerned, but Rhea, you said it, like, I have high hopes now because he was in the front of the cart, not in the back of the cart.
I might be making too big of a deal of it, but it made me feel a little bit better.
So yeah,
I don't think there's any distinction.
Is there anything with the leg being bent as opposed to straight?
375 pounds, he sits wherever he wants. Okay. I think that's the bottom line.
Okay.
It's where do you fit best, where do you feel most comfortable? And I have seen guys injured in the front seat. I have seen guys injured in the bed. It really is, in many cases, a matter of preference for the player. Yeah, if the injury dictates you got to keep your legs straight, you're for sure in the back.
Right.
I think the fact that he was trying to walk, you know,
off
with support. It did look, the injury itself, the way, again, it looked like he got stepped on during a stunt. And I don't know if that means he's got, I thought maybe broken bone. I thought maybe.
Here, hold on. Let's get to that in a sec. JP, give me an answer for a comeback.
Did anybody say Robert Downey Jr.?
No, you're
great
the
answer,
that's a great. It's a potential winning answer. Great
really
answer.
A great
All
answer.
Right, so to get to the Dickerson thing, let's get to the window to the weekend Fran.
Yep, there sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guy. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com.
All right, window of the weekend. Obviously, we've been talking about the Phils, the sweep of the Rangers, great stuff there, and the Wheeler concerns with the diminished velocity. But I think the other big thing from the weekend was this open practice down at the link. 50,000 people down there last night. I mean, it is unbelievable the amount of people and this fan base and the love of this team. It's such an amazing thing to see that many people go down to watch drills.
Jay Glazer posted some video from it. He goes, this fan base is nuts.
It's unbelievable. Yes. I'm so proud watching those videos and thinking about all those people going down there, and just the way we represent and love this team is a really neat thing. And for the vast majority of the night, they were given a show, John, until the very end, towards the end of the evening, the Dickerson injury. You were just talking about it. Go back into that. Give me your thoughts of this morning when you saw the videos from the crowd, him, you know, for those who haven't seen it and for those who didn't hear the news late last night, Dickerson kind of had the injury, went down, gingerly walks off the field, helped by Big Dom John, and then they bring the cart out, as Ria's mentioned, sitting in the front of the cart, not the back of the cart, taken back. Look, we have no actual information about this other than what we've seen on the videos. John, as someone who's been through a lot of injuries, been carted off a field before, what did you make of the whole situation? And then we'll get to the repercussions or possible repercussions.
It was really hard to see exactly the mechanism of injury, but there were, he had to change directions very quickly. There was a stunt in front of him where, you know, one guy went across his face, another guy went across his face in another direction. So he had to sort of stop and change his direction very quickly as he was getting stepped on, it looked like, which led me, my worry was, holy cow, when guys this big have a little, bone in their foot that has a, you know, they can have all sorts of little, you know, breaks, little cracks.
Yeah,
and
I
stuff.
Broke my fifth metatarsal. Literally, John, in high school football, my junior year, a lineman stepped on my foot.
That's exactly.
That's how I broke my fifth, Jones fracture. That's what happened to me.
That's what, initially, when I saw him get stepped on, I thought, oh man, maybe it's a Jones fracture. If it is a Jones fracture, weighing 390 pounds really does make it a worse situation that's going to take a longer time to recover from, I would think. If it's a broken bone in the lower leg, you can have a high ankle situation where you've got your leg planted and you get fallen on, and those bones actually spiral fracture from the pressure from the, you know, the, there's nowhere for that all that force to go. So the bones just break. I've seen teammates who've had that situation, and I sure hope that's not Landon's situation, because that's, again, lower leg, a lot of bone. That's scary to think about. I don't think it's that bad. I think this could be, maybe he rolled his ankle. Maybe he has a high ankle sprain. But again, this is wishful thinking on my part. If it is a high ankle sprain, that's about a month for a normal size guy. Size guy,
could
a medium sized guy. It took a month for me the first time I had a high ankle sprain. If you are lucky enough, and that's like tongue in cheek, to have a high ankle sprain on the same leg twice, which I did, it's actually a lot.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Not better the second time. It's so much less destructive. The force that causes the rip in that syndesmotic membrane, if you re-tear a tear, it's very easy to come back from. The second time, it might be a week coming back from. So the first time you come back from a high ankle sprain, Landon Dickerson, if this is a high ankle sprain, we're talking about a month. That's for medium-sized guys. Maybe because he's bigger, it'll be month and a half, 6 weeks, that kind of thing. That is, I think, a best case scenario when you compare that to
he could be done for this season theoretically.
A knee, an ACL, that sort of thing. It could also be an MCL. A lot of times when guys have an MCL, they feel it. There's blood flow to that ligament, so it hurts when you do it. When you affect that ligament in any way, you know you're injured. And so a lot of times that can feel worse than what it really is. And guys are able to play with an MCL. The MCL has blood flow, essentially. So that's a good thing in that it'll heal itself. It's a bad thing in that it hurts because it has blood flow and it'll be able to heal itself. So it's possible if Landon has an MCL, that's a great scenario for us as fans, for our team, because he can come back from that without having to have surgery in most cases, because it will heal itself. So I was extremely concerned by the cart, but there are a lot of options, a lot of injury possibilities that we're talking about here that it might not be that bad. And I'm really encouraged by some of the things that we saw, that we're talking more month than we are 6 months.
Yeah, really hope so. And look, I mean, Dickerson, and not that this means anything, but he does seem like a player who goes down a lot, you know, throughout, and he comes back. I mean, we saw it in the NFC Championship game. Like, he just seems like one of those guys who goes through things on the field, but battles through and is kind of always getting back out there. So hopeful this is a extreme version of that. Maybe.
In the draft, that was the big limiting factor for a lot of people.
The injury stuff,
Landon Dickerson. You know, the guy has been banged up. He's, you know, redshirted throughout his whole career, and that sort of thing. Yeah. And it wasn't just, you know, one joint.
He had lots of stuff. Yeah. All right. Last thing before we go back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Get on the line now if you want to talk about the Dickerson injury, the Eagles practice. If you were at the Eagles practice, we want to hear from you. I want to hear what it was like down there, not just the Dickerson injury, the whole experience of the sold out link essentially for a practice, a wild thing. All right. Last thing, John, then back to the phones. The implications of this, obviously long-term, we know how big that is. Short-term, even if it's a week, 2 weeks in the season, how do you see us playing out? Breth Toth replaced him last night, but they are not super deep there. I think Matt Pryor probably stands out as someone who has played a fair amount of guard in the NFL and can step in. But how do you see this whole line thing shaking out? And in your opinion, how big a loss, for whatever period of time is it, is Dickerson to this line?
Well, I mean, Landon Dickerson is an all pro. Landon Dickerson, I mean, you want to know why the tush push is the most dominant play in football? It's Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata. There's no secret. It's those two guys. Where do we run? I mean, most of the time it goes right behind those two. Lane Johnson talks about, he just talked about during this game, during the TV copy, strongest, we saw Landon Dickerson standing there eating his Uncrustable, Lane Johnson saying, that's the strongest guy on the team right there. That means something when Lane Johnson's saying it. That is the strongest guy on the team. The guy is an absolute monster. I mean, he will throw you into next week. And everyone knows it. That's why they vote him all pro. It is a massive loss if he can't play. And when you look at the fact that you already have a new guard in Tyler Steen at right guard, you know, who are we talking? Matt Pryor, Drew Kendall.
Yeah, I think
Kenyon
Brett Toth
Green,
and Matt Pryor probably the two most likely
Kendall
to take
Lamb.
That job.
They have to figure out whether they're moving. They could possibly go the tackle to guard thing again, which they did last year with Mekhi Becton. Our offensive line, you know, with the coaching we have at our disposal, it does seem like they have the ability to interchange guys a little bit better than other teams do. So there are a lot of names that maybe we don't even recognize as being possible options. Man, there's a lot of guys in that room right now.
And we'll see what Stoutland thinks
and all
that.
We'll see what Stoutland can do. But it's not good. It's not good to have no experience at left or right guard.
Yeah, together as a cohesive unit and all that. So this it does highlight the potential. This team has been incredibly healthy the last couple of years. That has been something the last 3 years, really. And part of their two Super Bowl runs, as we know, have been them being really healthy at the end of the season. So, you know, you worry about injuries starting to factor in. 215-592-9494 to chime in on it all. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Donnie in Reading. What up, Don?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
Doing great, Donnie.
Good to hear. Hey, Rhea, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, Rhea, I like what you're thinking with the cart. I thought the same thing when I saw the picture, just so you know.
Look, I will say, to Rhea's point, and I know that to John, I agree with John, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I did, when I watched the video, it did seem like noticeable that he was sitting there in the front as opposed to like being sprawled out in the back. So
it might just be wishful thinking.
Yeah, I think it is wishful thinking, but we're going with it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hey, listen, wishful thinking is better than, you know, what we owe.
Yeah, you're right. Think positive.
As of right now, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, so I wanted to talk about the Phils, man. The weekend was super exciting. Obviously, the end of the weekend was rough, but we really solidified the bottom half of our lineup. I mean, they won that series in Texas for us.
They did. I don't want to, Donnie, I don't want to overreact to a three-game sample size. A lot of those guys are guys like Stodd and, you know, that we have been very frustrated with through the large portion of this season. But having said that, look, that's how you win in the playoffs. That's how you win towards the stretch run. You know, they're going to need hits in big spots from those guys. You don't, you know, the top of the line is going to carry them. They're going to need some of those guys in certain games to come through in big moments. And seeing them do that over the weekend reminds you that it's possible. You know,
and it was also great to see Alec Bohm.
Yeah, him coming back would be big. I agree with you.
I think he was 0-for-4.
He was, but he made a nice play in the field.
Yeah, and look, just to get him back in the lab will help.
The fact that he's playing again. We need him.
Yeah.
And he'll be a big factor when it. Yep.
Love Alec Bohm. Sosa's playing so well, I think. I just think he's got a little bit extra pop. I know he's only got like 6 or 7 home runs, but I just feel like he's got something there that just constantly, you know, brings us up. You know, he just hits a home run when you're not expecting, makes unbelievable defensive plays. I mean, Not that I want to bench Alec Bohm.
You're going to bench Stott before you bench Bohm. Yeah, okay. I think what we're looking at right now is probably a platoon of Stott and Sosa as they head in, as of now. As
platooning everywhere except for first base.
And look, I mean, you know, we've seen it work. The 93 Phils had
Bohm
platoons everywhere. I think, no,
Bohm
Stott and Sosa will platoon. I think Bohm will play third base when he comes back.
Oh, so you're saying you don't think Sosa will...
Maybe he'll have a third where they DH Harper for a day or this.
Third, second.
He'll play all over, but my point is I think that he will play more at second than at third.
Really?
I think Bohm will play more than Stott. And deservedly so. I mean, Stott, other than the last couple weeks where he's played a little better, has been far worse this season than Bohm.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And I think Sosa's got to, I mean, he's got to be in the lineup almost every day, I think, at this point.
So I don't think so. I get your point, but we do this all the time. I think Sosa's one of those guys who's better playing, you know, 3 days a week than
and
he is playing 7 days a week.
It doesn't go well.
Yeah, but I definitely think he adds something. He brings energy. He is a infectious kind of personality. I think Sosa's a really nice player. I just don't think he's a throw him out there every day type player. Donnie, you got an answer for us for a comeback?
Yeah. I'm not sure if this was said yet. I know the gentleman before me took Robert Downey Jr., but I was thinking Brendan Fraser. I think he had a great
career. Great answer. Yeah, just came back to win the Oscar. Was basically just gone off the map for years. So good answer so far to start the day. And you can win Adam Sandler tickets. Give us the best comeback. Who or what had the best comeback in honor of Lindsay Lohan's comeback?
Have you seen
Freaky Friday?
Happy Gilmore 2?
I have not yet. So I'm Emily and I, our timing hasn't matched up, and it's one of those I got to watch it with her.
I've seen an hour of it.
An hour. Okay.
Well, Clark and I started watching it. He laughed hysterically. I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't expect it to be your, you know, top.
But I love Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
I mean, the first one I loved.
I never can predict you, Rhea.
I know.
When it comes to movies, I'll think you're going to love something and you hate it. I think you're going to hate something, you love it. I have no idea.
No, Happy Gilmore won the first one. Absolutely loved it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, no, I'm definitely. I need to get to it. I know that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.